to open your Bible, this time to the New Testament, to the book of Ephesians, Paul's letter to the saints in Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 6, and have your outline handy to follow along. Last Sunday was President Lincoln's birthday, our 16th president. He would have been 214 last week. On Wednesday will be the birthday of our first president, George Washington, who was born in Virginia on February 22nd, 1732, which means he would have been 291 this week. Interestingly, they both would still be alive and considered relatively young men if they lived before the flood. Methuselah was 187 years old before he became the father of Lamech, Noah's dad, and Lamech was 182 when Noah was born, so they would just be spring chickens if they were still around. Washington was called the father of our country even in his day because there simply would have been no United States of America as it has been known for the past 247 years without George Washington's leadership and character. And in between those dates, tomorrow, February 20th, is President's Day. Technically, the day is to honor George Washington, but in recent years, President Lincoln has been included in the day of honor. Sadly, the leftist elites who today rule most of the institutions of the America that those two great men from our past helped to establish and preserve have no respect for the presidents that we honor tomorrow. They were happy to allow radical anarchists to vandalize and tear down their statues across the country in the summer of 2020. And tragically, but not surprisingly, those same elites who rule government, business, education, entertainment, big tech, and media in America and throughout the Western world also have no respect for the sanctity of human life created in God's image. But the familiar passage I want us to read together this morning reveals to us that the powers that are really behind this defiance of God and all that is good. So look with me as I read Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication